Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Psalm 32:7, "For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." You are my hiding place, O Lord. You are my refuge, where I can rest and be protected. Father, thank you for being that hiding place, for being that constant refuge for us. Thank you for your love and your provisions for us. Thank you for this time of worship, Lord, for letting us enter into your presence and worship you today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings, the Savior of the world. Father, I thank you for your word, which tells us about your love for us, your undying, unending, wonderful love. Father, I pray that throughout this program we may think about the hiding place we have in you. We may think about the refuge that we have. Many of us are going through difficult times in our lives. Some are struggling with health, Lord. Some are struggling with relationships. Many others. But we know, Father, that you are in control of it all. And that at the end, we will be with you and we will be at perfect peace. Father, I pray for those people that are listening today that have never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. For whatever reason, Lord, They refuse to believe the Word of God. Father, I know You love them, and I know Your Spirit works with them. And I pray, Father, that if anyone's listening today that has not made that commitment to believe in Jesus, who said that He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life, and no one will come to You, Father, except through Him. Father, that's what Jesus said, and I believe that. And Father, I pray for Your blessing, Your anointing on this program today, so that as we worship You and as we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, You will receive blessing and honor and glory and pleasure in our adoration. Father, we do worship You, and we thank You for all that You do for us. We thank You for Your goodness, and we thank You for Your constant and abiding love.
The moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sin. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restoring to Himself His own again. His only Son was freely offered, atonement for our sin forever made. Innocent and holy, still God and God only, could ransom and redeem us back again. Say hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. My heart sings His praise again. Hallelujah.
and sing it.
Surely, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. Just a moment, we're going to share with you Psalm number 5. And now Psalm 5, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor, as with a shield.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
Oh,
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Larry Mayfield Singers and their song, My Savior's Love. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra, and their songs entitled Rock of Ages, He Hideth My Soul, and Hiding in Thee, which is our theme song for this week's broadcast. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we'll be sharing a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley called The Hiding Place. Christ is a believer's refuge, the person to whom we may speak and come to with every complaint and dilemma. Can anyone or anything really permanently harm us when God is our shield? If Jesus is a defense of our life, we will not cower before people or circumstances. If God is for us, who could be against us? How do we make Christ our refuge? How do we come to the place of knowing that He is responsible for our safekeeping? The writer of the Proverbs gives us one clue. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." This is the God to whom you may run to for refuge, to whom you may go for shelter or help. The problems may not subside, but when you make God your hiding place, you may confidently face the day secure in His provision, His help, and His protection. God is our refuge as we come to Him in heartfelt honesty with our needs. Turning to Christ and releasing our fears and anxieties in earnest prayer is a powerful step into the refuge of the everlasting arms. We'll be sharing this devotional on the hiding place by Dr. Charles Stanley later in our broadcast. I just want to say thank you for the letters and your financial help of this radio ministry. And when you write this month and send a gift for Call to Worship, I'm sending out to you a wonderful booklet called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration by Dr. David Jeremiah. It has over 140 different short devotionals on service, education, courage, the glory of man, speech, all kinds of different devotionals. My gift to you when you send a financial gift for the ministry of Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your contribution on that website. Our mailing address is there. And, of course, there are other things, too, like listening to the program anytime you want. We posted a playlist today's broadcast listing all the songs and the artists and the album that they're taken from. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address again, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And now let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra with the song Hiding in Thee. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And earlier in this program, we shared with you Psalm 5. Verse 11 from the Living Bible says, But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Today I want to talk about the hiding place that we have in God. You do have a refuge, a stronghold, a fortress to which you may come for stability and calm when life's pressures mount and your inner peace quivers. During his wilderness exile, the psalmist David used this vivid picture more than any other scripture writer, the hiding place or the refuge that we have in the Almighty. It was God, not the numerous caves and caverns of the desert mountains, which was David's true shelter. Jehovah God kept him, protected him, and sustained him physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Jesus Christ is the believer's refuge, the person to whom we may come with every complaint and dilemma. The Old Testament speaks of dwelling in the shelter of his wings, referring to the nearness and protection of the Heavenly Father in times of trouble. Can anything or anyone really permanently harm us when God is our shield? Remember what the last verse says in that psalm that we read earlier? For you bless the godly, O Lord, surrounding them with your shield of love. If Jesus is the defense of our life, we will not cower before people or circumstances. If God is for us, who can be against us? But how do we make Christ our refuge? How do we come to that place of knowing that He is responsible for our safekeeping? Well, the writer of the Proverbs gives us one clue. Proverbs 18:10 says, The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. This name literally means the All-Sufficient One or the All-Bountiful One. He fulfills every promise of Scripture and is faithful to perform His Word. He is the Most High God who rules over people and nations and whose strength and power no one can resist. He is your shield and your protector. He is El Olam, the Everlasting One, the God who is eternally consistent. He is the stability of your life. When things seem to unravel, He is El Rohi, the God who sees. He watches over you, seeing and knowing all that happens, and He comes to your aid. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides all your needs according to His unlimited bounty. These are just some of the names of God. There are many, and they tell us who He is and how He acts. They are the reflection of His attributes and His character, His love, His grace, His mercy and kindness, His goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. Does that sound familiar? Those are the fruit of the Spirit that Paul mentioned to the Galatians, and those are attributes that we also should have if Christ lives within us. This is the God to whom you may run for refuge, to whom you may go for shelter and help. The problems in your life may not subside, but when you make God your hiding place, you may confidently face the day secure in His provision, in His help, and in His protection. God is our refuge also as we come to Him in heartfelt honesty with our needs. Psalm 62:8 says, Trust in Him at all times, O peoples. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Turning to Christ and releasing our fears and our anxieties in earnest prayer is a powerful step in the refuge of the everlasting arms. Remember that the shadow of the Almighty is large enough to encompass every need you have. Heavenly Father, I want to know You better so that I may trust You more. You really are my refuge and my stronghold. So teach me to run to You quickly, so that I might find shelter in your everlasting arms. There I know I am safe. That was Myrna White and her song entitled In the Shadow of Your Wings. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And when you write to us with your gift for Call to Worship this month, I'm going to be sending out to you a wonderful booklet by Dr. David Jeremiah called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. Over 140 short devotionals just for you. My thank you to you for your support of Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you so much for your support of this radio ministry. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marr Singers and their song entitled Hiding in Thee.